USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A rogue pilot in Mississippi landing in a field and into charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. The pilot has been identified as Corey Wayne Patterson, an employee of Tupelo Aviation. Officials say he did not have a license to fly, though he did have some flight instruction. He circled the skies of northern Mississippi for several hours, threatening to crash his plane into a Walmart at one point. Patterson could also face federal charges. NASA scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit Saturday due to a fuel leak. The second time in a week that they canceled the launch, it was a scratch on Monday when they discovered escaping hydrogen. No word on when NASA might try again. Repairs could possibly bump the launch until October. For the first time since the pandemic began, Jehovah's Witnesses are once again doing their door-to-door ministry. Practitioners call it a crucial part of their faith. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Houston Texans begin their season in a couple of weeks at home against the Indianapolis Colts. When that happens, the school shooting in Uvalde will be heavy on their hearts.
The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. Earlier this week, the Texans traveled to Uvalde to visit with high school football players. They're gifting the team new uniforms, thanks to Nike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War. He also precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin. He claimed that he was too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Trending downward, monkeypox cases. They appear to be on the decline.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. Since the outbreak began in mid-May, no state or city has recorded more monkeypox cases than New York. Nationwide trends appears to show a drop according to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Salmon are being recalled after a sample tested positive for Listeria. They were sold earlier this year between February and June to stores in 10 states, Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Virginia, Washington State, and Wisconsin. Anyone who has the product should throw it out or return it to the store for a full refund. A drug-sniffing dog led authorities at a Milan airport to nearly 30 pounds of cocaine that was stuffed into the leather upholstery of a motorized wheelchair. The user of the chair was arrested after he stood up. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.